I'm Bruce Cameron. This is Come All Ye, folk music on community radio, 2MCE. In the central west of New South Wales, this group comes from Asturias in northern Spain. This is Felpayu, two tracks from an album called Live Overseas, and the overseas in question was Australia. They'd come over here for a tour and had some of their performances recorded, like these two tracks. First one, a song called Jalaneru, then a set of Girandeas. Ah, wonderful band. Inspirational for a lot of people. Fel Payu from their album Live Overseas. Here's Mike Craver. I don't know that he's ever been to Australia. He's pretty strange.
In the bottom of the Leadville mine, where the fickle sun refused to shine, I was once beguiled by Oscar Wilde in the cream of the Leadville line. Just me and Oscar in the earthen bowels, with 57 miners all boiled as owls. The rats never heard such colorful vowels in the bottom of the Leadville mine. They laid a supper on the groaning boards, a feast more fitting for the mongrel hordes. The first course was whiskey, the second whiskey too. The main entree was whiskey on the roof. With a chorus of Auld Lang Syne, a toast to the host with the local wine. It tasted more like turpentine in the bottom of the Leadville mine, in the bottom of the Leadville mine. I rose to recite a passage from Lear. The miners' reaction was really rather queer. They shot off my hat and dipped me in a vat of buffalo fat and brine. Of course I resented being so abused. Oscar, on the other hand, seemed quite amused. He said with disdain, "Let's tuck him once again in the bottom of the Leadville mine, in the bottom of the Leadville mine." The sewers of Paris and the gutters of Spain, the stockyards of Chicago in a summer's rain, none can compare with the rarefied air at the bottom of the Leadville mine. Though the miners appreciated Oscar's wit, they doubted his capacity for taking shit. But Oscar, he was able, he drank them all under the table.
Thank you.
As you could probably tell, they're a dance band, Scottish traditional dance band. They're called the Occasionals because they get together only occasionally, but they're very good. Three tunes there which are suitable for dancing the military two-step and the anniversary two-step, just in case you were trying to do something else to that. Don't. The tunes were the Lochmarie Islands, second one, The Squirrel in the Tree, and the third one, Berenson's Toothbrush. Ivar Berenson comes from the Faroe Islands, and he was in a band called Spellemennir. And the title, Berenson's Toothbrush, describes in full the luggage they brought with him on a two-week tour of the US. Whew, don't share a room with Ivar. That's my tip. You're listening to Come All Ye, and this is Tom Russell.
Well, it's three eggs up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. Wash it down with that truck stop coffee, it burns up your inside. Just a canyon Colorado diner, a little waitress I did love. Well, we sat in the back neath an old stuffed bear in a worn-out Navajo rug. Well, old Jack, the boss, he closed at six. Katie barred the door. She pulled down that Navajo rug and spread it on the floor. Hey, I saw lightning in the sacred mountain, saw the dance of the turtle doves. When I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug, aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue, aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you, Katie, shades of red and blue. Well, I saw old Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground, and all he'd saved was an old bear tooth. And Katie, she left town. Oh, Katie, she got her a souvenir too. Jack spat out a backhoe plug. He said you should have seen her running through the smoke, hauling that Navajo up. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you, Katie, shades of red and blue. All right, pick one. Every time I cross the sacred mountains, lightning breaks above. It always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. But everything keeps a moving. Oh, and everybody's on the go. Yeah, you don't find things that last anymore like a double woven Navajo. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you, Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you, Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you. All right.
Well, it's a bit tough to describe that as a folk song, but I think it is. I can call it a folk song. Tom Russell and the Navajo Rug. Yes, this is a folk music program, so I'll do my best with this next one. This comes from a double CD called The Best of Donald Lunny, Journey. Donald Lunny has been playing traditional Irish music and not so traditional Irish music for a long time. This is a track called Spanish Lady.
As I was walking through Dublin City, about the hour of 12 at night, it was there I saw a fair pretty female washing her feet by candlelight. First she washed them, then she dried them over a fire of ambery coals. And in all my life I never did see a maid so neat about the soul. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. I stopped to look, but the watchman passed. Says he, young fella, now the night is late. And along with your home arrived, wrestle you straight away to the bridewell gate. I got a look from the Spanish lady, hot as a fire of ambery coals. And in all my life I never did see a maid so neat about the souls. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. As I walked back through Dublin City, as the dawn of day was on, oh, whom should I spy but the Spanish lady when I was weary and footsore? She had a heart so filled with loving, her love she longed to share. And in all my life I never did meet a maid who had so much to spare. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. I've wandered north and I've wandered south, by Stony Batter and Patrick's Close, and up and around by the Gloucester Diamond, back by an Abertandy's house. But old age has laid her hand upon thee, cold as a fire of ashy coals, and gone is the lovely Spanish lady, sweet about the souls. Round and around goes the wheel of fortune, where a dress now wearies me. Oh, fair young maids are so deceiving, sad experience teaches me. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2,
There you go. You now know what a bass trombone sounds like. Roger Williams was playing that, or he might have been playing a tuba, but definitely not both. Also in that band, who were called Brass Monkey, John Kirkpatrick, doing some singing and playing button accordion, melodeon, and Anglo concertinas. Richard Cheatham, tenor trombone and alto sack butt. Howard Evans playing trumpets. Martin Brinsford playing mouth organ, C melody saxophone, drums and other percussion, and Martin Carthy singing and playing guitar and mandolin. Terrific album, that one, Going and Staying, it's called. We heard The Pigeon on the Gate and The Primrose Lass, Brass Monkey. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time to introduce you to the featured album on the program. It's called Rock Island Grange. It comes to us from Foghorn String Band. Foghorn String Band have released upwards of half a dozen albums, maybe more. They come from Portland in Oregon, although none of them was born in Portland, Oregon. Caleb Clowder plays mandolin and does most of the singing. He comes from Washington State. Reeb Wilms, his partner, plays guitar, also sings, and she's also from a different part of Washington State. I think she's from the east. Nadine Laundry plays upright bass and sings. She's from the Gaspé coast of Quebec in Canada. And her partner, Stephen, known to his friends as Sammy Lind, plays fiddle very well. He plays banjo and sings. He's from Minnesota. You've heard them many times, I suspect, on this program. We will continue to hear them starting right now. Featured album, Rock Island Grange by Foghorn String Band, is their version of Reuben's Train.
Thank you.
we go. First track from the featured album on the program today, from a string band called Foghorn String Band. Rock Island Grange is the album, and it came out in 2018, but I've never really given it a fair go on the program. But today we will hear lots of it. Caleb Clowder singing Rock Island, Reuben's Train, with Nadine Laundry playing upright bass, Sammy Lynn playing fiddle, and Reeb Wilms, W-I-L-L-M-S, playing guitar. Mostly mandolin from Caleb Clowder. He's very good, but it's an unusual combination for a string band, having the lead as a mandolin. Well, I suppose not so much in early bluegrass with Bill Munro playing mandolin, but that's different. You're listening to Come All Ye, and here's a song called Through the Trees. It was composed by the person who will sing it, Nancy Kerr. She's performing it here with a group called Shake the Chains, who are a bunch of troublemakers. Nancy Kerr, Finlay Napier, Hannah Martin, Greg Russell and Tim Yates. And they covered a lot of social content, from nuclear disarmament to having a go at Nigel Farage, talking about Alan Turing, other protest songs, If I Had a Hammer, Freedom Come All Ye, and perhaps the best known one, We Shall Overcome. So Nancy Kerr wrote the song we're going to hear, called Through the Trees. It's a tribute to women like her mother, Sandra Kerr, who fought for nuclear disarmament at Greenham Common in the UK. Go and look it up. It's very edifying. This is Shake the Chains.
Farewell the fire, likewise the freeze. Farewell the ash upon the breeze. That carrion day we'll chase away when peace comes marching through the trees. Farewell the fire, likewise the freeze. Farewell the ash upon the breeze. That carrion day we'll chase away when peace comes marching through the trees. As a child I always knew that on the wind some poison blew, that gathering clouds would be our shrouds, for a falling fire was coming. Upon barbed wire around the base, our mothers twined our baby lace. They linked their arms like lovers' charms to bind all life in common. Farewell the fire, likewise the freeze. Farewell the ash upon the breeze. That carrion day we'll chase away when peace comes marching through the trees. Now tyrants stir our fear for greed, and even fair men pay no heed. Behind the trees and below the seas, our rulers hoard their weapons. And it is no curse to now begin to see the bones beneath the skin. Don't turn away from judgment day, for another storm does threaten. Farewell the fire, likewise the freeze. Farewell the ash upon the breeze. That carrion day we'll chase away when peace comes marching through the trees. Upon barbed wire around the base, our mothers twined our baby lace. They linked their arms like lovers' charms to bind all life in common. Now see them fly upon the air, my baby's clothes, my lover's hair. That carrion day I'll bear away with the strength of many women. and day we'll chase away when peace comes marching through the trees. Farewell the fire, likewise the freeze. Farewell the ash upon the breeze. That carrion day we'll chase away when peace comes marching through the trees. Farewell the fire, likewise the freeze. Farewell the ash upon the breeze. That carrion day we'll chase away when peace comes marching through the trees. When peace comes marching through the trees.
It's a good album. It's a live album, and those people applauding there at the end were real human beings who were present at the time it was recorded. Shake the Chains, and a song from Nancy Kerr, Through the Trees, written about her mother's experience at the Greenham Common protests. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and all over the place on www.2mce.org. And you can stream us. You might be doing that right now. Stream us from wherever you happen to be in the world, or you might be listening to the Listen on Demand facility. You can get that by going to either the 2MCE website, which I've already told you is 2mce.org, a couple of clicks and you have a choice of various programs you can hear again, or the first time if you missed them the first time. Or you can go to the website of this program, which is Come All Ye, one word, comeallye.com. And again, one click and it'll take you to where you want to go. Also, at the website of the program, you can get playlists of programs going back a long time, well over 20, oh, almost 25 years of playlists. I'm going to play another one from the featured album straight away because it's an instrumental and it's pretty lively. Here's Foghorn String Band. Thank you. a little bit more focus on the fiddle for those two tunes, Rose in the Mountain and Tennessee Girls. Fiddle, of course, played by Sammy Lind. They've toured Australia a couple of times at least, Foghorn String Band, and Rock Island Grange from Foghorn String Band is our featured album on the program today. You're listening to 2MCE. Here's a call to arms, if ever there was one.
Are you going to Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
Are you going to Bampton Fair,
boy?
I'll go to the fair like we always done. Get in the car and give it a run. Get a few friends and have some fun.
Down at the Bampton Fair, boy. Down at the Bampton Fair.
Who did you see at the Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
Who did you see at Bampton Fair,
boy?
Young ones, old ones, me and you. Travellers, farmers, visitors too. They even had a TV crew.
Down at Bampton Fair, boy. Down at Bampton Fair.
What did you drink at Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
What did you drink at Bampton Fair,
boy?
21 pints and a one for me head, or a scotch or a brandy or a port instead, all served up in a muddy old shed.
Down at the Bampton Fair, boy. Down at the Bampton Fair.
What did you buy at the Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
What did you buy at the Bampton Fair,
boy?
A crockery set that's got no cups. A brand new shirt that's got no cuffs. A bloomin' old cry that's got no puff.
Down at the Bampton Fair, boy. Down at the Bampton Fair.
What did you get at the Bampton Fair?
Get your beard and bob, we're moving.
What did you get at the Bampton Fair,
boy?
Two black eyes and a broken nose. A caught a cold and a damn near froze. A bump on the head and a torn clothes.
Down at the Bampton Fair, boy. Down at the Bampton Fair.
Will you go next year to Bampton Fair?
Get your beer and bob, we're moving.
Will you go next year to Bampton Fair,
boy? If the pubs are open and the beer is free. If the landlord says it's all on me. If I can't think of anywhere else to be. I'll go to Bampton Fair, boy. I'll go to Bampton Fair.
If I can't think of anywhere else to be, I'll go to Bampton Fair. That's Tony Rose. Great English singer from an album called Poor Fellows, and a warning about local fairs. Local fairs are okay, witches are a different proposition.
Susanna Martin was a witch who dwelt in Amesbury. With brilliant eye and salty tongue, she worked her sorcery. Went into the judge's court, the sheriffs brought her hither. The lilacs drooped as she passed by, and then were seen to wither. A witch she was, though trig and neat, with comely head held high. It did not seem that one as she would Satan so would buy. And when in court the afflicted ones proclaimed her evil ways, she laughed aloud and matters gay. What bewitched these maids, he asked, and strong was her reply. If they be dealing in black arts, you know as well as I. And then the stricken ones made moan as she approached near. They saw her shape upon the beam, so none could doubt was there. The neighbors frowned, swore to the truth of her satanic powers, that she could fly o'er land and stream and come dry shot through showers. At night 'twas said she had appeared a cat of fearsome mien. Avoid she devil they had cried to keep their spirits clean. Thank you.
couple of tracks there from a group called Calico. The group is made up of Deirdre Moynihan, Dermot Moynihan, Danica Moynihan, Tola Custy and Pat Marsh. They were a very nice group. Sounded good. We heard the story of Susanna Martin, words by John Allison, taken from the transcripts of the Salem witch trials of 1692. Susanna Martin was a witch who dwelt in Amesbury. With brilliant eye and salty tongue, she worked her sorcery, etc., etc. Then, set of tunes, two of them composed by Dermot Moynihan, the Ellen pipe player in this band, On the Move and Nicholas Street. The third tune was called Brook Nights, composed by Elmer McGellicott. Here's a group called the Witches of Elswick. Not Eastwick, Elswick.
So they survey
all on a day.
She dressed herself
in a man's array,
with a sword and pistol
down by her side,
to meet her true love.
To meet her true love, away did ride.
She met her true love
all on the plain.
She stepped up to him
and bade him stand. Stand and deliver unto me,
or else this moment,
or else this moment I'll shoot you dead. He gave her all his gold in store, but still she said, there is one thing more. A diamond ring, sir, I've seen you wear. Make haste and give it, make haste and give it, your life I'll spare.
This diamond ring is a pledge of love, our life I'll lose for the ring I'll give. Being tender-hearted, just like a dove, she turned around,
she turned around and left her love.
One day after these two were seen
walking together in the garden green,
he spied his watch hanging by her clothes,
which made him blush,
made him blush like any rose. What makes you blush is so silly a thing, I fain would have had your diamond ring.
It was I who rubbed you down on the plain, so here's your watch, love,
here's your watch and your gold again.
I did intend
it was to know
if that you are
to love or no.
But if you'd have given me that ring, she said,
I'd have pulled the trigger, I'd have pulled the trigger and shot you dead.
And that'd be the end of you. A survey from The Witches of Elswick. Not all the songs on the album are like that. They're not all tight a cappella harmonies. It's quite a varied album and well worth listening to. I think it's been the featured album on the program a long time ago, probably when it was released. That's Sauvay from The Witches of Elswick.
Choice, though visions of heaven sustain. 2,000 years pass in a dream. When you're working your way in the darkness, deep in the heart of the sea, where there's a mine or a hole in the ground, that's what I'm heading for, that's where I'm bound. Look for me under the low and inside the bay, where the copper, the clay, the arsenic and the tin run in your blood and get under your skin. I'll leave the county behind, I'm not coming back. Ah, follow me down, Cousin Jack. It opens us up to the east, and the English live in our houses, the Spanish fish in the sea.
About the Cornish miners who are known as Cousin Jacks, the Cousin Jack when they're not in Cornwall, from an album called Dark Fields by English duo, or they were then, Show of Hands, Steve Knightley and Phil Beer. When I say they were, they're not a duo anymore. I think there are at least three of them. Here's a song composed by Phil Oakes. I've played it a few times on the program, and I like this version. It's from the oddly named Socks in the Frying Pan. The song is called When I'm Gone.
There's no place in this world where I belong when I'm gone. I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. You won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. My days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone. The sands will be shifting from my sights when I'm gone. Can't add my name to the fight when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't see the flow all the time when I'm gone. joys of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric rhyme when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone. I won't be worried about my care when I'm gone. Can't be asked to do my share when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. I won't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't see who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. Won't question where, when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I belong when I'm gone. I won't know right from the wrong when I'm gone. Won't find me singing on this song gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
Very nice interpretation of that song by the late Phil Oakes from Socks in the Frying Pan, a song called When I'm Gone. Lovely harmonies on that one, and I'm really a sucker for harmonies, as regular listeners to this program will know. And here, it's a good song in harmony from the two female members of Foghorn String Band from the featured album Rock Island Grange. This is Nadine Landry and Reeb Wilms with Ain't Got Time.
This trouble. One Newfoundland sailor went walking on the strand. He spied a pretty fair young maid and took her by the hand. Oh, will you go to Newfoundland along with me, he cried. But the answer that she gave to him was, oh, no, not I. If I were to marry you, on me 'twould be the blame. Your friends and relations would scorn me to shame. If you were born of noble blood and me of low degree, do you think that I could marry you? It's all, no, not me. Months being over and seven coming nine, this pretty fair young maiden, she began to look so shy. Her corsets would not meet and her apron would not tie. Made her think on all the times when she said, oh no, not I. 8 months being over and nine son. She wrote a letter to her love to come most speedily, but the answer that he gave to her was, oh no, not me. Said, my pretty fair maid, the best thing you can do is take your child upon your back and a begging you may go. And it's when that you get tired, you can sit you down to cry and think on all the times when you said, oh,
the familiar voice of Stan Rogers, a song called Oh No, Not I. And before that, Ain't Got Time from Foghorn String Band, the featured album today. It's called Rock Island Grange. A song now from Kate Rusby and Catherine Roberts from their self-titled album. This is Hunting the Hare.
Well, all the yelping and fountains are scalping along the cover and out of the back. Oh, the galloping, oh, the walloping, oh, the cry of the Galloway Jack. Off like a feather he floats to the heather and blackberry calls him a tune in his track. The spot and spider and beauty beside her, then Red Drake and the rest of the pack. Well, now they're losing him now, they're finding him now, they're winding him round by the stack. Hark, the hunt to the hind, we foller and hoop and holler and forward and back. Sure, there's none brisker who think up to a whisker, nor bustles more brisker than yonder old Jack. One more double across the stubble and he's in trouble and tossed by the pack. And Brer and Stare away to the stable with jovial hunts from the table attack. It's meat we're munching and oats they're crunching as bales are emptied and bottles are cracked. Here's to the mast and I'm fair and I'm faster to steady the ready and screw up the slack. Here's to the home, to their glasses a jingle with joy, commingle, and here's to the park. Well, all the yelping and fountains are scalping along the cover and out to the back. All the galloping, all the walloping, all the crawl, the Galloway Jack. Off like a feather, he floats to the heaven, and Blackberry calls him a tune in his track. The Spot and Spider and Beauty beside her, then Red Drake and the rest of the pack. Well, now they're losing him, now they're finding him, now they're winding him round by the stack. Half the home to the hind, we follow and hope and holler and forward and back. Sure, there's none brisker who faint cocked a whisker, nor bustles more brisker than yonder old Jack. One more double across the stubble, and he's in trouble and tossed by the pack. And Brer and Stare away to the stable with jovial horns from the table attack. Smeat we're munching and oats they're crunching as bales are emptied and bottles are cracked. Here's to the mast and unfair and unfaster to steady the ready and screw up the slack. Here's to the home, to your glasses a jingle with joy come mingle. And here's to the park.
Kate Rusby and Catherine Roberts. I think the only album they recorded as a duo, Hunting the Hare was the song we heard. The album is called Kate Rusby and Catherine Roberts. This is the Hobart Smiths. There was a very important musician in the United States called Hobart Smith many years ago. This band comes from Hobart.
Operator, operator,
That was Kevin MacLeod, and we heard Kevin MacLeod earlier in the program playing as a member of the group The Occasionals. But there, we heard him in full flight from one of his own albums called Springwell. Three Faroese waltzes. And it's interesting how the Faroe Islands have their own distinct musical culture, because there's not that many people living there, but they are very proud of their independence. Not that they are independent, but of their individual or independent cultural identity. The tunes were Morten Larsen, My Valsen Suren, and Val Efter Per Rost. As I said, played by Kevin MacLeod from the album Spring Well. Another group of people fairly proud of their cultural identity would be the Scots, I think it's fair to say. Here's a track called Camillaur Frae France. Apparently we're going to hear three songs relating to Scotland's various wars with England, which were usually taking place because the Scots wanted to maintain their identity. So there's some satire in some of these lyrics, which can't be translated because it's just too difficult, not because they're naughty. We'll hear the Highland Muster Roll with a bit of music called Pibroch Donald Dhu. Then two compositions of Dick Gochan, Salute to Wallace. Then we will hear Camillaur Frae France, and then Nelly's Quick Step. This is Dick Gochan with a short-lived group called Clan Alba.
Little what you was coming, little what you was coming, little what you was coming, little what you was coming.
Peep at a goil goy, peep at a goy, peep at a goil goy, peep at a goy.
Duncan's coming, Donald's coming, Colin's coming, Ronald's coming, Dougal's coming, Lachlan's coming, Alistair and Noz coming.
Hi and Jew, hi and Jew, hi and Jew warn ya. Hi and Jew, hi and Jew, hi and Jew warn ya.
Little what you was coming, little what you was coming, little what you was coming, joking Tam and Oz coming.
Peep at a galway, peep at a galway, peep at a sprata, head fight in your lochy.
Oh, the McIntoshes and McCreevy and MacDonald and Mackenzie and McPherson's coming, all the wild Macross coming.
Hi and June. Hi and Jew, hi and Jew warn ye. Hi and Jew, hi and Jay, hi a hula warn ye.
Come you didn't buy linen, saw you jolly whelps and this bonny woman. Was she at the place? Caught the kettle horse, he saw you Geordie's grace arriving on a goosey. Geordie, he's a man, there is little doubt or tasting all he can. Walking the woods and doing that camel blade. Blinking like my lordy, he would drive a trade at the majority.
though the clays were bad. Life we may mean differ, can we get a wabbit max little dipper? We hate tinted plate, but it belt and sordy hawes and bailings braid, but we had Geordie.
Hey!
Well, it's definitely not bluegrass, is it? That's the featured album from Foghorn String Band. That was Only the Lonely. Featured album, once again, is called Rock Island Grange. We'll have time for one more track, I think, from that before we close up shop today. Next track comes from Boys of the Lock, from a very early album of theirs, self-titled album, Boys of the Lock. This is Jackson and Jane.
You Monaghan sportsmen, I pray you draw near to a few simple verses you quickly shall hear. I'll tell of a sportsman lives near Ballybay, and his name was Hugh Jackson, I hear people say. His mills, kilns and barns, they cut a fine show, and his cloth to the north and the city doth go. At bleaching and lapping he outshines them all, and his cloth first approved of at the linen hall. Aye, and more of his praises I mean to explain. If you will assist me, I'll sing about Jane. Search Ireland all over from Cork to Kildare, and you'll not meet a match for Hugh Jackson's grammar. He went into the stable, these words he did say, the hour is approaching when we must away. The cup ne'er could tell you have twice won with fame, this night you are challenged, we must run again. While Jane turned in the stable, says she, don't you know, the cup is my own and I'll not let it go. Twice I have won it, and I'm in to do still, and we'll roll it in splendour from the plains of Coot Hill. The jockeys were mounted and all in a row. If you had been there, oh, I know why they did go. The bets were a-making 10 guineas to 4, that the cup back to Creve would be torn nevermore. When Jane, she heard this horror metal did rise, over hedges and ditches like lightning she flies. With a loud neigh-er these words she did say, you Bellamon sportsman, I'll show you the way. Jane and her jockey were half round the course. Miss Jane and her jockey began to discourse. Says Jane to her jockey, kind sir, let me know, where are my opponents and are they in view? He turned in the saddle and cast an eye round. It's as for Squire Adams, he's down on the ground. I'm afraid that poor Curry by Spanker is through. The rest of your opponents are not yet in view. When Jane, she heard this, she went in at a race, and into the scales the balance was led. The hall was surrounded for Jackson and Jane. The cup went with honour to creep back again.
Yeah. 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all.
Yes, that's Steel Eispan with, I guess, their greatest hit. That was All Around My Hat, of course. They've been performing that song for 40-plus years, I guess.
Blackie had an aeroplane back in 63. It was a yellow Piper, and he had a crush on me. I asked him, would he teach me how to fly that clipped wing cup? Ambitious small-town girl was I, he told me that he would. It was the year a father knows best, but my father never knew how I'd sneak off in my dungarees and all the things I'd do. I'd make him teach me flying first, then he could have his way. I spread my wings, I spread my legs, 'twas the price to pay. And I got pregnant and was sent away to a private school. Small town scandal is big time news. People can be cruel. And when a man would marry me and take my bastard child, I shut my mouth, I learned my place, my husband to satisfy. I worked at Penny's. It took 8 years for me to save the dough. To go through pilot school this time, I did it on my own. I never spoke a word of this to my husband dear. He must have thought that all that time I was having an affair. And it was through the clouds I would fly, and I was through sweet, sweet wife, I could fly. The day I got my license, I took the final test and barnstormed our own farmhouse again and again. When I came home later that day, my kids all shouted out, "Oh, Mom, you should have been here. This crazy plane was flying all around." And Mama came so close, we saw our wheat reflected in its wings. And Dad said, "If you only would stay here more, you'd get to see these things." Without a word, I threw down so they could see who their wife and mother was, this woman that is me. The kids were full of disbelief but wanted to hear more. My husband on the other hand slammed the kitchen door. He wouldn't speak to me for weeks, but it wasn't what I thought. He was angry, I wouldn't trust him to let him know my heart. Mm-hmm. husband bought me my own plane. He said it's cheaper than divorce. And I started a business dusting crops. We could use the cash, of course. He's not a big talker, that man, but it's okay with me. He lets me be who I am. The rest is history. And it is through the clouds I will fly. And I am through
Christina Olsen, and a just terrific song. It's called The Yellow Piper, from an album she released a long time ago called The Truth of a Woman. Christina Olsen from California. Thank you for your company today. That is it, folks. Done and dusted. We'll get together and do it again next week, I trust. Until then, I'll see you later. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.